Has anyone ever told you to never give up on believing? Well, we will. That message is loud and clear around here today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. To our friends around the world, thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started. Kevin Williams is here.
All right.
Hey, Kevin.
I see Amber Nealon.
Hello. Glad you see me.
Woody Wright's in the room.
Hey, everybody.
Tori Taff.
I am here. I am definitely here.
Mostly here.
Mostly here.
And the red carpet has been rolled out.
Uh-oh.
Gloria Gaither.
That never happens. I'm thrilled she's here.
And Bill, you said it. You said it, Bill. We've gathered some songs of reinforcement to encourage and lift your life.
That's right, Daniel. And my guests today are overflowing with encouragement. Ben Spear, oh. The Isaacs, Jeff and Sherry Easter. Hey, it's going to be a good, good day.
We got to get this thing kicked off with a little energy. Here's the whole homecoming gang. I saw the light. A Hank Williams classic.
Yes.
I was one aimless sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. I saw the light.
All the light
by all the homecoming friends.
And my public service announcement today is this: kids need time to be bored, for that is how creativity is born. Yeah. Yes. And I'm a witness of that.
That is scary.
He's been causing people to be creative for years.
Didn't you play your teeth like a piano?
Yes. I tell you what, boredom every time will lead to
something
creativity.
Scary.
a trip
exactly
to the dentist.
Right. That's right.
And here's the Gaither Vocal Band. His love is like a river.
Mississippi rolls, picking up momentum until a raging flood unfolds. Pushing through Missouri, down the Arkansas River, moving out of
Memphis, all the way to New Orleans.
Thank you.
Like a river of blood, His mercy's overflowing, streaming from His precious blood. His blessings from the fountain, spilling like a roaring tide. Overwhelm my spirit like swimming in the ocean wide. His love is like a river.
His love is like a river, the Gaither Vocal Band.
Just changed in the room right there.
I'm ready.
Kevin, I feel you and I are the only ones who like this. We've searched high and low, start to finish, A to Z, deep and wide to find the perfect word to learn and use. And if it's not part of your vocabulary, maybe it'll become your favorite go-to. You ready for it? The word of the day today is wheel.
Wait, wheel?
Wheel?
How do you spell that?
Okay, Kev, come on.
I got that over here.
Oh, no.
I'm surprised at you. A wheel, and it's spelled W-E-E-L, so it's not like what's on a car.
That's what threw me.
Pronounced wheel, it's what we have in Kentucky, what we leave to our family after we pass on our last wheel and testament. It's all detailed in the wheel. Very common to hear, I love y'all, I'm putting y'all in my wheel. Yeah. My dad had an interesting take on his wheel. He left me a socket set, an Elvis clock, and his toothpick collection. As for everything else, he just decided to cut out the middleman and bequeath all his money directly to the IRS. That was his wheel.
That's what he did.
Did I get that right?
Wheel is actually it's kind of an old-fashioned word. It refers to a state of being happy. Healthy throws out your part. Happy, alive, and successful. Wheel is usually ascribed to large groups of people rather than individuals, as in the phrases common wheel or for the public wheel. This is your example.
Yes.
Before presenting the bill to the legislature, the senator spoke of her devotion to the general...
There
you go. Are you standing correct?
I'm going to stand on my definition. I like it better.
You know, it's going to make my day.
Remember, Bill, if you don't, someone will.
Okay. There we go.
We'll see about that.
I got to tell you a funny story. This happened to some friends of ours from Minnesota, and she now has great-grandchildren. But when one of her grandchildren was little, and he was about 7 years old, he was sitting on her lap, and she had a busy day planned the next day. And she said, "Honey, you got to pray for Grandma now." He said, "Why?" He said, "Well, Grandma's getting old. She's tired, and I need some energy for tomorrow. You know, I'm old." And he said, "Grandma, don't let anybody tell you you're old. You're not old. you look old, but you're not. Thank you.
That's helpful.
That's funny.
He ain't never done me nothing. Done me nothing but good. Nothing but good. Oh. Friends left one by one, but the good Lord walked beside me and never left me alone. He fed me when I was hungry, and he cheered me when I was dead. And he has been the dearest friend this child has ever had. Oh, he ain't never done me nothing. Done me nothing but good. Nothing but good. Oh, he ain't never done me nothing. Done me nothing but good. Tied him to a stake, but the fire could not consume him, so they pierced him with a sword. The blood ran down, put out the fire, but still he praised the Lord. Now all these years have served him, he's done me nothing but good. Well, I won't repent and I won't recant, just tell me why I should. Oh, he ain't never done me nothing. Done me nothing but good. Nothing but good.
Okay, let me introduce the English teacher of the century.
Who was that?
Miss Gloria.
I'm over here groaning.
Yeah.
and the name of that song was, Miss English Teacher? He hasn't done anything for me but that which was good.
I've been over here diagramming sentences just to that.
It sort of messes up the rhythm, but oh well.
Hey, honey, it's good to have you on the program, my friend.
Good to be had.
Well, we normally do this program down at, well, there's nothing normal about anything we do.
Well, there's that. I was going to question that.
But we're usually down in Nashville, but we're here in Alexandria where we have a chance to have
Windsor and I both could show up.
Yeah, good to have you.
Thank you.
Well, here's something to think about. Satan thought that he had taken everything from Job, but to Job, God was his everything.
Wow. Nice.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, "Leave us a note."
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
My wandering and going astray, since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away, since Jesus came into my heart.
Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea.
City I know, since Jesus came into my heart.
And I'm happy, so happy, since onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart.
Since Jesus came into my heart.
Jesus came into my heart. That's all the Homecoming Friends on Homecoming Radio.
Well, we're glad you guys are here with us. We're having a good time over here, are we not? Again with the horn. And guys, today's guest artist was The Sound.
Aren't they good? Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Here they are.
Have you ever stared down a mountain too tall to climb? No way to get over, no matter how hard you try. But somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the banks of a Red Sea wrestling doubt? 'Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Testify. If you're crying out for a miracle and you're saying and do the impossible, can I get a witness? Are you standing in a fire and the flames won't let you go? But you're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver anyone.
I get a witness? Anybody wanna testify? If you're crying out for a miracle and you're seeing him do the impossible, can I get a witness? If you can't stay silent, if you can't keep quiet, then here's your chance. Here's your chance. Can I get a witness?
Two Sons, The Sound, here on Homecoming Radio.
Letters, I love those letters. We get your letters every day.
Well, friends just like you are so encouraging when they check in with notes like these.
Oh, this is a great one. Diana writes, I've got a story to tell about the homecoming videos. My dad had never gone to church. He wouldn't even let Mom listen to preaching, okay? Mom was a faithful Christian, and when I bought the first two videos, the homecoming videos, with Vestal and the Cathedrals and Jake Hess and all of the homecoming friends sitting in the room that we are in right now recording this program, I enjoyed them so much as I knew Mom would. So I took them down to their house, and I went to Dad.
She continues by saying, I told my dad I knew he wouldn't let Mom listen to preaching or anything, but I asked him, would he just let her watch the tapes one time? He was in his 80s then. We'd all tried to witness to him. Nothing worked. He said he'd let her watch.
Yeah, well, the next day I called her. She told me he had something to tell me. Dad told her he was going to hide the tapes so I couldn't take them home. I told her if they were blessing him, he could just keep them. From then on, I got him homecoming tapes for every birthday and every holiday. He picked up his Bible and began reading and started listening to sermons too.
Right.
Wow. He changed right before our eyes. He wanted to go to church but couldn't get out anymore. He was seriously ill by then. But what a blessing. I can't say thanks enough to Bill and his homecoming friends.
That's sweet. Wow.
You know what? We write songs, record songs, and put them on video, hoping that God would bless them, but just good to hear the feedback when it really happens. Love your notes. Keep in touch. Contact us today, homecomingradio.com. Here's a vocal band, very popular praise and worship tune, 10,000 Reasons.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name.
You're rich in love and you're slow to anger.
adore, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. And on that day, when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And nobody sings it like the vocal band here at Homecoming Radio.
And our goal today was to remind you to never give up on believing. That message today was loud and clear. Never stop. Hey, join us again next time when we'll be sure to once again bring you the music and a smile with it.
Chocked full. That's a good phrase. The website is chocked full of so much goodness.
Go,
HomecomingRadio.com.
Where you can hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
And you can get the latest scoop on videos and new projects, link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at HomecomingRadio.com. That's HomecomingRadio.com.
Gloria did like a pro there. And we have some great Homecoming radio stations in the state of New York we'd like to say hello to, like WZXV, WTHE, WLRG, and so many more. To you and all the rest of our New York stations, salute!
Hey, we're out of time, and as my old friend Jake would say, Bill, things will either get better or get worse, or stay about the same.
Yeah.
There's not much we can do about it. See you next time. Blessings.
Bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.